peace on negotiating front. Require a total withdrawal of all American forces and exchange of prisoners of war. Internationally supervised. Motion in those elections by the Congress. Everything for the enemy that any honorable nation could offer. Things we have not and will never offer. Two things we have not and will never offer. We have not and will not do and make it free with it too. We will never abandon our POWs. We will not impose a communist government on 17 million people in South Vietnam against their will, spending the honor of the United States.
Done with the People's Republic of China.
over both. Thank you. enormous creative energies of the American people, the Italian people, the Chinese people, devoted, now being devoted to war. we have an insert. When you're talking about Vietnam, you could look at the place you might put it. I note at a convention held here 4 weeks ago, there was a great deal of talk about America might provide, how we might, how this, how they could provide amnesty for those few hundred Americans who chose to desert their country rather than to serve it in Vietnam. I just come to put the where it really belongs. Heroes of America are not the few hundred, or are not the deserters and the draft dodgers. Deserters and the draft dodgers have had enough of our attention. The real heroes walking among us. The 2.5 million young Americans. Chose to serve their country rather than desert. To desert, it's their due. Their penalties. Serve. Give the deserters the penalties they deserve. Give those who serve respect they have so richly earned. Very good. That's the end of that insert. Now proceeding with the draft. First, a very rough
most difficult question.
The answer since becoming President of the United States. It's not one of the humorous and asked, not by one of the experienced members of the press, but by a child.
No.
What is it like to be president? Close quote. This as a lonely office. Others have complained about the hard work. There have been a lot of presidents in modern times. The presidency was a splendid misery. It has a different answer to this question.
Life's